Next up on The Mole, we have Desiree Hellegers talking with Sarah Chivers, Executive Director of the Noble Foundation. They will be talking about the upcoming Photo Voice Project, the resurgence of white supremacy, and the organizing landscape in Kelso, Washington.
My guest today is Sarah Chivers, who is the executive director of the Noble Foundation. I was originally scheduled to interview Ophelia Noble, who is the founder of the Noble Foundation out of Kelso, Washington, but she was unable to be present today. So I'll be interviewing Sarah Chivers, the executive director, instead. The Noble Foundation has been
involved in anti-racist organizing work in the Kelso area,
which is a kind of unknown quantity, I think, regionally in terms of some of the problems there and some of the organizing work. And I just do want to note that, you know, in Portland, we've been really materially impacted by some of the developments out of that kind of somewhat forgotten region of Southwest Washington. So poverty and lack of job availability in Longview was kind of a major factor behind the, you know, bulk coal terminal. Same really with the methanol plant out of Kalama. So we are definitely feeling the effects downriver of the problems that are going unaddressed in this region. And you're going to tell us specifically about kind of the resurgence of white supremacy that your organizing work is really pushing back against there. Can you tell us a little bit about what's happened recently there and about your upcoming Photo Voice exhibit, which is debuting this weekend?
Thanks, Desiree. December 9th from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Vancouver Housing Authority in Vancouver, Washington. That's 2500 Main Street. The Community Health Advocates of South Kelso will be hosting a visual journey of South Kelso. So this is a community-led research project in which members of the South Kelso community have come together for several months, taking images from their community that highlight problems that are ongoing that have been ignored for some time by local government, school administrators, and other various political stakeholders. And what's really special about this Photo Voice project is that it's an opportunity for us to honor and empower the voices of the community that live there that are dealing with decades and decades of industrial pollution. As you've mentioned, you know, the serious economic deprivation, the lack of jobs and opportunities in the Kelso area. And so this event has really been organized around something that happened in August. This past August, at the Cinema of Horrors, white supremacists broke into the theater and lived there a couple days and sprayed hate speech and graffiti and broke a lot of the sets and props that had been organized to host a Halloween event. So in response to the hate speech, community health advocates under Ophelia Noble's leadership went in and cleaned it all up. And in an opportunity to bridge and build some peace and harmony in the community, there was an arrangement to have the theater rented to host Photo Voice. And unfortunately, that opportunity's fallen through. Manager of the theater has stepped away and not provided us an opportunity to rent the space anymore.
So just to be clear, within a few days of the exhibit debuting, which is this weekend, you were told that the space was no longer available due to some zoning problems. Is that correct? And you'd already announced it at the city council meeting?
Yeah, community members had gone to the city council meeting during the public comment period and just shared information about the project and then were really inviting city council members to attend. And within a few days of being there, the theater manager said that they weren't going to have the building in good enough condition in time to host the event, but they would happy to provide lighting. But, you know, for the entire month of October, the manager of the cinema was able to host that event, and that was due to the labor and the love of community members.
So you're saying they actually cleaned the space to make it available for the Photo Voice project, and then...
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. There was a business that had an entire month of revenue generated, but we're fortunate that the NAACP is hosting this event, so we hope a lot of people are able to make it December 9th. So one of the good things that's come out of this door slamming shut is that there are other opportunities to host Photo Voice. So beyond the Vancouver December 9th event, we're also going to plan something in January at hopefully the Elks Lodge in Kelso. Kelso is a community of about 12,000 people. It's definitely a community that is impacted by gentrification of the cities around us. So in the last 10 years, that community of 12,000 people has really changed the social groups that live in it, so that now we're seeing a lot more people of color, a lot more immigrant laborers working and living in the community. And there isn't a lot of educational opportunity. There's a lot of really wonderful things that have been uncovered by having community members gather every weekend and walk through their neighborhoods and talk about what the problems are. One of the most striking things about South Kelso is the food desert. There are many people, many children, many families that live over 2.5 miles away from a grocery store. There is one park next to the elementary school. It has two abandoned houses where windows are broken out, and they're next to the elementary school. It has two abandoned houses where windows are broken out, and there are two houses that regularly wave their Confederate flags. So in addition to the racism and the food deprivation and just the overall lack of safety, children of color in the school system have been facing ongoing racism. And on top of that, you have people who work at the Foster Farms plant or the canneries or any of the local farms around the area who are, you know, afraid to leave to go to work because of ICE raids. So all of these issues are coming together to be discussed in ways that are community-led. So that means the voices of the people who are experiencing the problems are offering solutions. And that's really what Photo Voice and building these community organizing events are about, is raising voices and empowering people to get solutions to the things that local politicians and local school administrators don't want to do anything about. So there are several organizations that the Noble Foundation has worked with pretty closely ongoing issues. The Southwest Emergency Response Network Against Hate, LULAC, and the NAACP of Vancouver have worked, you know, in conjunction to build rapid response, community safety and trust, and to really meet people where they're at and help them, you know, using the strength of the community. At least for over a year now, there's been pretty well documented a number of students of color who, you know, have been called racial slurs, and children who have just sort of been lost in school, children who have administrators who are looking the other way or not responding when children are, you know, bullying each other. And so the Noble Foundation's working really hard to build that community conversation within schools, to develop conflict resolution skills with children and parents, so that instead of expelling or suspending people, we can really begin to build relationships in ways that make community stronger. There's some other things that are happening at the high school level, but the good news is that more recently school administrators do seem to be, you know, half-heartedly listening to, you know, the voices of community members saying, I'm not going to send my kid to school anymore if they're going to be called these names or if they're going to be, you know, excluded because of who they are, what, you know, what their background is.
And you're also seeing like an ICE presence that's really intimidating a lot of undocumented people.
Absolutely. The impact is, you know, almost indescribable. We frequently try to help families connect and get the information, the resources they need to just do basic things like get food and make sure their car is running for work and get medication. It takes a tremendous amount of trust to deal with the level of fear that people are facing. You can't just post a sign for a community event and expect anybody to show up. You really have to build those social connections.
So again, Ophelia Noble was unavailable to speak today, but I've been speaking today with Sarah Chivers, Executive Director of the Noble Foundation. We've been talking about the organizing landscape in Kelso, Washington. The Photo Voice Project debuts on December 9th from 2 to 5 p.m. at 2500 Main Street, Vancouver, Washington. You can look for the Noble Foundation on Facebook, and we will also post further contact information when we post this segment. This has been Desiree Helligers for the Old Mole Variety Hour.